the policy there is they always scan letters like that or packages. And they did so, and there was something in the envelope they could not identify, and called me to tell me that, and I just instructed them to destroy it, and which they did. Now, the FBI knows about it, and the local police and the precinct that I'm live in have actually doing more patrols around my house. They've come introduced themselves to me, and I have gotten some pretty nasty voice messages and emails. And, you know, it only takes one person who's a little off kilter about this to cause damage.
Well, with regard to Alabama becoming the 37th state to recognize same-sex marriage, just where are your thoughts around that?
Well, it's joyous. I'm not sure I can really wrap my head around it at this moment in time. It happened so quickly for us, and we all assumed it would be the Supreme Court who'd make that decision, then Alabama would have to comply. We're overjoyed. We are planning for a lot of people to show up at the courthouse and get married, and there'll be a big party and celebration around that.
Well, a number of probate judges have said that they will issue those licenses, but they won't hold ceremonies for couples, gay or straight. I mean, how do you see that response? Do you see that as a reasonable reaction for people who have religious convictions about this issue?
You know, they're there to perform a duty and to do their job, regardless of what their religious positions are, and that's the way I feel about it. And if they were marrying straight couples before then they should continue and marry same-sex couples after that. To say you're not going to do it for religious reasons, that wasn't an option when you were sworn into office, that you have the option to opt out of doing your job because of a religious, you know, conflict.
This is happening in Alabama now. The Supreme Court will take up a same-sex marriage case later on this year. We don't know how they'll rule, obviously, but there does seem an inevitability about this issue. Assuming that same-sex marriage is accepted around the country, is that just it in terms of the law? Do you just take the existing law for heterosexual couples and apply it to gay couples, or are there still new laws that need to be laid out, new litigation that needs to happen?
Well, I'm sure there will be litigation and when you get into the details of, you know, a contract between two people. But it should be pretty smooth sailing. It's still two people getting married, still want the rights and responsibilities of other married couples. Where we go from here, this is the beginning, a major victory on an issue that honestly we thought we wouldn't win in my lifetime. So now we need to get busy on non-discrimination policies. We are not a protected class. Many people think that we are and that we cannot be discriminated against. That is not true. So we would like to be added to that protective class.
And do you plan to pursue that at the state level in Alabama?
I do. I have a bill, the Tim Cook non-discrimination bill, that will protect state employees and teachers.
And Tim Cook being the CEO of Apple, who came out last year.
In Alabama.
And an Alabama native.
Yes.
What kind of reception do you think that'll get in a Republican-dominated legislature?
Well, interestingly enough, I think with the marriage decision, it's going to help me. I think that they're beginning to realize that the majority of people in the country support non-discrimination and would like to see that pass. So I'm realistic to know that, you know, this is a pro-business state, but this is only for state employees and teachers. I've talked to AEA and the State Employees Association. They both support it. I've talked to the speaker. He indicated he really didn't have a major problem with it, so hopefully we can get it done.